go. I said we too turned up, too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. Too turned up, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Let's get it, too turned up. Yeah, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Too turned up, yeah, we too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. TooTurnedUp.com, the livest radio show with the livest host. Let's go. Let's go.
What's good, people?
Here with the boys. ELZFALCO.
You already know. And together we are
Too Turned Up. But you ain't telling me your name, though.
It's RAINBANQU.
Oh.
Banquo. Let's go.
All right. Today we are here to discuss a hard
Serious business, y'all.
So we got rap careers, right? We sat down.
Careers.
And we thought about rap careers that we would, you know, like based off your music, your discography, not outside of rap. Like, you know, people end up doing rap and they do extra stuff.
But we talking about,
you know, solely you rapping, you on tour, the kind of groups you're with, the kind of relationships you have, which rapper you want to be.
And the career of you being a rapper, not being a TV mogul, music mogul, but just you as a rapper.
Okay. So during this, we each have the same five artists.
Same five artists.
But we list them in different orders for different reasons. Rain Banquo. Who is your number one artist of the five artists we chose from that have spectacular careers?
All right. So my number one, is Sean Carter, Jay-Z. Not the business mogul, not the billionaire, but the rapper. The trapper.
Lights out.
That's my number one.
But and I'm gonna need more. You leaving. Why are you on number one?
I give Sean Carter, Jay-Z, Jigga Man, Hov, number one. All right. I grew up in Wilmington, Delaware, Northeast.
Get it social.
We're in between. We're right under right below Philly, right above Baltimore. And from where I come from, there's no bigger than that. And no disrespect to Nas, honorable mention. But Jay is Jay.
You said that because he ain't on your list. No, we got the same list. He's not on the list, but Nas is up there. You already know.
We got honorable mentions.
You know, if Jay-Z number one and the person he battled was Nas, that means, you know what I'm saying, this Godzilla battle with, what's the ape name? Who's the ape that Godzilla fighting? All them creatures, monsters. He a monster too. He up there, man. Somebody right. Go put that in the comments. I can't think about it right now.
Who's your number one, El Falco?
So my number one, he also has this person in his list. Kanye West.
Jesus.
All right. I know people going to feel some kind of way.
Why is Jesus number one of rap career?
I like that Kanye, at this point, has the power to do anything he wants musically. I like the fact that he gave you the whole inspirational, he was on the backpack rapping side, so he can do that. Also like that, you know, he's making some more fun stuff. He can make stuff from the club now. He can arguably do anything he wants.
He makes his
musically.
Own beats.
Yeah, he can make his own beats as well, which I don't think anyone else on this list does, so that's an extra thing. And he makes beats for other people, so he's involved.
He's still relevant today.
And, you know, this guy's talking about Jay-Z's number one. He also got some help from that said number one. Sometimes you don't have to be the guy. You just got to be under the guy to become the guy, which he did.
So in your definition, you saying Jay-Z was Mike, but Kanye's Kobe, one above, 24.
Skill-wise, because they...
I'm not talking about skill. We're talking about career.
Career.
And... You kind of right. Kanye do got a bigger influence now.
But he was coached. He had somebody to go off of. You know, I would rather be the younger guy that got all the mentorship
rather than being the guy that had to go through everything to then said give the mentorship. Because now Kanye can do both. He can give the new people the mentorship. He's had the mentorship from people they consider great. So he's the hybrid of greatness. He's gotten it and he can give it.
Yo, and don't get it twisted with all his politics and antics and what's going on with him. We're talking strictly rap career.
Yeah, yeah. We ain't talking about none of that. None of them ladies and stuff he got going on in Instagram. Music. What he did with music, what he can do with music, his discography, just during his time, the people he's associated with as far as all the artists he's worked with. Yeah, man, Kanye got it. I like how things is rocking with him.
All right, so number two
for you,
Banquo, Lil Wayne. That's right. Sean, not Sean Carter, Dwayne Carter, the little brother.
And understand, we both got these guys in the list, but we listed them different because, you know, that's what we do. It's going to be reasons and we're going to talk about it.
Same artist, different list. But it took us a long time to make this list.
Why Lil Wayne your number two, man?
Lil Wayne. I like how you said Kanye influence. I don't know a rapper that influenced this new generation of what it is more than Lil Wayne. There would be no XX. Yeah. There would be no Uzi Vert. There would be no... Name some more people, bro. There would be no Migos.
Lil Wayne arguably the GOAT. We can sit here for days.
He's the one that pushed the button. He pushed the envelope on style, swagger. And not like that traditional, like how it was West Coast, cool, khaki, button up, whatever, East Coast, how we rock and dress. He made his own lane and changed the game. And that is definitely like the more dominant style of fashion today of pushing that envelope. That kind of like Metro.
Not Metro.
Young Metro.
Oh, Lord. I like his lyrics, of course, man. Oh. That's Lil Wayne.
Oh,
that's
man. That's
lyrics. He put the L. It's for lyrics, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, I was bumping. Yo, if y'all get a chance, you have to go back and listen to the Carter 3 mixtape. Not the Carter 3 album. Carter 3 mixtape. Man, that is the greatest Lil Wayne body of work, in my opinion. Crazy. And then don't forget about him and Juel Santana when they made that collab CD. That, like, that generation of Lil Wayne is my favorite. After the Carter 2 and on up, during that time, he was a force not to be reckoned with. No one could stop him. Who's your number two, bro?
My number two is the guy that claimed it's only two, there's not two. Drake.
Drizzy.
He's claiming to be number one.
Man.
And he's argued he could be number one.
And I'm not two.
Top two is not two.
Drizzy, why you put Drizzy above Wayne?
All right. Drizzy above Wayne?
Career.
Well, like I said before, Drake's rapping, starts off, it's all right, he's doing his thing. He gets the ultimate cosign at the time. Lil Wayne is a tyrant over the game. He is the number one rapper for sure. No one in the world can argue that at the time. Drake coming in, gets signed under him, ultimate cosign. He does a tape with him. We like, oh, Drake is rapping. This is this guy, we can see it happening. It starts, bam. First album out the gate.
Home run.
You got Jay-Z even got on a song with him. The guy we talking about that was the former greatest. Jay-Z don't just do features like that.
Jay-Z that's, had to bow down.
That's
bro.
First of all. He gave this man a feature like how you get a feature. People Drake, on their fifth album and still ain't got no feature from Jay-Z.
Yo, Drake made a line. I wanted to be on the rock, but then I became Hove. You gotta respect that.
Like, come on now. So then you still got Lil Wayne. He's still there, bro. You still doing songs with this guy, this tyrant, bro. Like the placement of songs that Drake has been able to get on, the different genres that Drake is doing now and how strong he is within them, along with his discography, man. You can play Drake. He's the safest person to play on this list.
So, but there's a reason why. Why wasn't Drake number one on your list? Why was Kanye?
Because Kanye can give you the entire project as far as he can make the beats, and he can do the song as far as the lyrics, and what he's actually before Drake. You know, you needed Kanye to exist before Drake could even be possible.
That's what I wanted to hear, bro. Because without Kanye, there would be no Drake. People in my generation, I'm 37. Y'all understand what I mean when I say that. There was no lane. Unless you was selling drugs or a backpack rapper, there was no in between.
Yeah.
So, all right, to segue now into my number three, it's the man he just discussed in this last 2 minutes. It's Drizzy. It's Drizzy Drake. Drizzy Drake is coming in at number three for me because that's Drake, bro. Today, 2024, he's number one in the game. He's had longevity for at least, 10, 12, 14 years at this point, 15 years. Drake been rocking since 2009. That's 15 years.
The man is a tyrant, man.
He's not a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, but you ain't got to go against him, man. That's Drake. That's Drizzy. All right, for me, my number three is, of course, Jay-Z. He said Jay-Z is his number one. Of course, I like Jay-Z, too. All these people on this list, I have to re-say this, we like them. Each one of these guys can be argued as number one. That's why they're on the list. Jay-Z now.
Why is Jay three?
Jay-Z has a long list of just number one albums.
Not more than Drake. Why Drake ain't number one?
Because the time that they was doing albums, you know what I'm saying? He was the guy then. Like, Drake is the guy now. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, that's a little different. And then the time, like, you know, we grew up on him. Like, you know, I used to play Jay-Z, kind of helped introduce me into rap. And Jay-Z was, like, a catalyst during the time. You know, I'm 31, you know, fairly young, fairly old, whatever you want to say. But when he wasn't playing Rakim when I was just, you know, five. People like that you was playing was Jay-Z. Jay-Z had the game. And Jay-Z at that time, how I like Drake and I'm saying all this discography stuff as far as features, Jay-Z kind of made it like his thing to where he wanted to work with whoever was doing the best. So if you were doing the best, at some point in time, you got a song with Jay-Z. Oh, you the man in Cali? You Snoop Dogg or something? Of course I'm going to get a song with you. Oh, y'all, you Lil Wayne or you Juvenile. Let's even take it back from them. You in New Orleans and you killing it? Jay-Z, gotta get a song with him.
I do feel like that's the blueprint that Drake is following today.
Drake took Jay-Z's blueprint as far as how he works with people, for sure. Literally the same exact way.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Number four, 50 Cent, a.k.a. Ferrari F50.
God.
Yo, when this guy came in the game, there's no other rapper that just came through Hurricane Kamikaze style the way he did. There's an episode of Degrassi where Drake got on a 50 Cent shirt. This way before Drake was Drake the rapper.
He said, I had a G-Unit shirt. G-Unit.
Yo, the way how he just came in like a storm, his movement, his rap group, his career, he is still relevant today music-wise. He's still touring. He's still selling out shows. He had a hell of a run.
Yeah, for sure. I got 50 Cent as my fifth person. We're on four. So I have Lil Wayne there, of course. You already talked about him being the teacher, the menace of lyrics, just somebody I just regularly listen to. It's Lil Wayne. Like I said, we argued as number one. The only thing why maybe these other guys I feel like are over him, it's because, you know, a lot of those, you know, when it comes to money now, we talking about deals that you would want to go through. Lil Wayne had a lot of turmoil, you know, the stuff he had with Birdman and the money. It got a little rocky. So, like, song-wise, rap-wise, people he worked with, of course, Lil Wayne. But all the extra turmoil stuff, like, all the, you know what I'm saying, him not getting the money he was promised on time and stuff like that, that's the reason why he's lower on my list and not number one. Because, remember, this is about a career that you would choose. So you gotta, like, you know, kind of like their life a little bit. We're not talking about their ventures outside of music. Like, we see, we didn't mention none of the stuff Jay-Z did as far as why he's a billionaire now.
Yeah.
We just talking
we're
solely
talking
the music, the career, the discography, and then like how they kind of went through like their music and touring and stuff like that. But yeah, you know, Lil Wayne been in something. Listen, Lil Wayne was on top of Mount Everest. He was that guy. And he got binged, man. He had to go to jail. He's still good now. And I listen to his stuff, he's still good now. But I think if he did not go to jail, he would have had that long run to even be greater than what he is. I don't think we would have missed him enough to expect so much from him, because we would have still had him. I don't like the break. Breaks in artist career sometimes mess you up. Like, even with Drake, a lot of people are saying, like, oh, he didn't come up with an album, but he made sure to stay on singles each year to keep himself relevant. Yeah. And that's how you stay hot.
It was a solid, like, 2-3 years Drake didn't drop an album.
But he didn't need to, because he was on the biggest jam that was the feature. Oh, Travis Scott is doing something. Drake's right there. Lil Baby's doing something. Drake's right there. If you hot, Drake right there.
Drake right there.
Doing that.
Black boy JB, Drake right there.
Oh, man, but he was helping. But, yeah, he started helping instead of focusing on doing his albums, man. And it was good. We definitely paid attention to those things more because we wanted the album.
There's obviously Kanye, the one that wasn't mentioned yet on my list. He's definitely deserving of this list. Arguably, he could be number one. He could be number two, three, or four. Like I said, we had to put in some kind of order, and Kanye ended up 5 on mine. No pun intended. Nothing to take away from him.
And 50 Cent was 5 on mine. Very influential. We already said all of that. But I do like that 50 Cent, to me, had the best rapper to co-sign group. Like, G-Unit.
You could say that about Lil Wayne, bro.
The thing is, like, he had YNCMB, but there was a lot of people there before Nicki. Drake got there. Like, Nicki and Drake are the biggest acts. Tyga would be the third biggest. But Tyga, I feel like Tyga got bigger
after
he left YMCMB, pretty much. Like, yeah. He was already great. I like Tyga. I listened to Tyga stuff before he even got over there. But when he was
still
there,
know how to pick talent, though.
Yeah. He knew he was good. Tyga always been good, but they just wasn't investing in him as much as they needed to. He left and he got better. He turned up, became more of what he was supposed to already be. But then it's a lot of other people, YMCMB, and they cold. They're not bad as rappers. They cold as rappers, but their careers wasn't really taken into account. Like, 50 Cent was on top of the world at the time, and he said, the first thing I'm going to kind of do is I'm going to co-sign right now. Like, you know, Lil Wayne was a tyrant for years, and then, you know, he signed off on this talent like Nicki Minaj and Drake. But soon as 50 Cent got in there, he was like, yo, it's not just me. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Come now. This is my man's. I think he's better than me. Rap. Oh, I think he's good. Yeah, rap.
It was all timing with 50. Everything was precise and well planned out. He had
a rapper that came through with a plan. Like, most people just come rapping. He had an idea of how he was going to do. You know, yeah, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to come in. I'm going to rap. I'm going to come
gig. Clothing.
He did it all. He did it all, man. But we not going to get too much into that other stuff, because music, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right. Who are some honorable mentions, bro?
Well, like I was saying before, Kendrick. But the only thing I see is I feel like Kendrick should do more features if he's not going to give us albums, like, every year. If he's only going to come, like, 2 years, 3 years doing drops, like, do some features with some people.
Of course, for me, Nas. I feel kind of like I need to add Nas on my list.
You let Nas down?
But I let Nas down, bro.
And for that, put J. Cole on there too, man. The boy let Nas down.
And another honorable mention is DMX.
Yep. Dogman X, man.
Yo, the fuck.
He was actually a part of this list originally, when we didn't know that we had to, you know, bring it down to 5.
We originally were going to do 10, but we chopped it down to 5. And then we didn't want it to be biased, so we gave 2 versions of the 5.
Mm-hmm.
Method Man also.
Yeah, we man. Both you talk about Method Man. Great. You get to be a part of Wu-Tang. You know, then you get to be a lyricist in your own right. You get your own career. Then, after you get your own career, you get to link up with Redman, and then y'all take over the world for a little stint together too. Like, bro, that is some great years in hip hop, and then you're just known and loved. Like, I don't know about y'all, but every time I mention Method Man to somebody, I hear love. Like, he is loved. people like his music and they just like him as a person. Like some people, you can listen to their music, they don't like him as persons. I can actually name five people that I mentioned, the top five. They not always love, man. People love to hate Drake. People talk a lot of crazy stuff about Jay-Z. 50 Cent, that boy just born in controversy. And Lil Wayne got love and hate reviews too. But I ain't never heard nobody hate on Method Man in the same regard as hate on none of them.
Future Hendrix.
Yeah, man. We in Atlanta, what you mean? Had to.
Yo, we didn't want to leave you out of that five, bro. You definitely in the top 10.
Yeah, man, Future with them spirituals, man. The boy Future, man, that's a good career. Billboard hits, smash hits. Who wouldn't want to work with you? Oh, no.
Police?
No, I just had to think.
That's the sign of a police.
But who wouldn't want to work with you, man? Future doing his thing. I like how he's doing music. I feel like people like Future made music fun. Like, yeah, there's some people that are better at lyrics and stuff like that, but he's doing Future, subject matter Future on his fun songs. Stuff.
If you're better than lyrics, Future's better at songs.
Yeah. He just know how to make that song for the atmosphere and the environment, man. Stuff that you could play, especially repetitive stuff that you don't mind going back to back and listening to.
Yeah. And I got to see Future's whole career firsthand, living in Atlanta since 2005.
Biggest
he performed one night at, I think it was called a Shark Bar over Greenbrier. And he came out, he did his set of
Tony Montana.
And that was right before it exploded, right before that single exploded, that took him off. So.
Well, I was different, man. I remember listening to the actual Dirty Sprite. Man, the money, the power, the cause, the little respect. I got a 69 Camaro around my mom's neck. Said, wow. We listen. He was going off. But we also thought it was funny. Like, hey, man, you listen to this? Like, it became like an insider for us. Like, hey, bro, this dude Future. Like, we was on it, but then it was like, yo, he blew up. And it's like, yo, we like this music, but you don't know at that time who blows up. I think music was just different during that. Like, right now, you know, most people that blow up are, like, pushed. Like, they'll get somewhere, people like them, and then they get a strong push. When you live in a city and you listen to an artist, it doesn't happen to you that the same way. Like, you see this person, you hear about them, and then bam.
Any more honorable mentions? Oh, F-A-B-O-L-O-U-S.
Yeah, Fab. Man. I like Fab.
I salute you, brother. Out.
Fab and Jada, man.
And Jada.
It's a Kung Fu duo. Jelly, Jackie Chan, man.
All right. So, disclosure. When y'all consume this content, don't crucify us.
Crucify him. Tell me who y'all like better. Tell me if y'all could rate the five people that we rated, what would be y'all order for them?
You remember, career.
Yeah, like the careers. Career. And basically, it's like when I say career, if you were in the shoes that you can choose those five, which one would you want to be? And then down, you know, below, whatever.
We can't leave out LL Cool J. LL, yeah. Salute you.
The boy was Drake of back in the day.
Yes. So you saying, why you ain't put Rakim, why you ain't put Tupac, why you ain't put Biggie? Career. Career is what we're speaking of, not legacy.
Tupac had a great career, and I love Biggie.
But you dead at 20.
I love Biggie, but yeah, man, they only let my boy Biggie get two. I wish Biggie could have more albums so I wouldn't have to argue that he's better than Tupac. Oh, we fighting now! All right, that's all right, it.
So, peace and love. It's your boy Rain Banquo.
That's signing out.
And we are Too Turned Up, baby.
Turned up, yeah, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Too turned up, yeah, we too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. TooTurnedUp.com